I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Joining us right now is an old friend, Tom Litkus from TA Petro. Tom, how are you?
Fantastic. It looks like another great GATS show.
Yeah.
And great to see you again.
It's great to see you because as we keep up with the TA Petro family and all the things that are going on, it's just amazing how in touch, how great of a job you folks do at staying in touch with the drivers and making those changes and responding to drivers' needs on a constant basis. It seems like between shows, just between MATS and GATS, that we have, you know, so much new stuff to talk about. So let's get us caught up here at the Great American Trucking Show. What's new?
Well, you know, in the booth, there's a lot of activity. So for the listeners out there and those who are contemplating coming on in to Dallas, we are in booth number 16081. And, you know, there's a few things that we're doing. Some of the sponsorships are we're sponsoring the parking, so
yeah.
the free truck parking is courtesy of TA Petro, and of course, you know, we pride ourselves on the largest parking lot, so we love to be associated with that. And then the other thing that is certainly in association with things that we believe are important to professional truck drivers is the sponsorship of the shower trailer.
Right.
And this goes back about 3 years ago when a professional driver called one of our executives and said, hey, you know, when we attend these trade shows, we never have the opportunity to shower. And can you do anything about that? So so we put together a program to do that, and we have a trailer out there. We have our own porters from nearby sites. They clean them, you know, regularly, and we've got hours. Probably ought to run through that for you. But today, of course, 7 a.m. to noon, And then again from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., something we learned over the course of the years, that midday period was dead because drivers wanted to attend the show.
Okay.
So they said, if you can be open later,
right,
that really helps us. So we changed that up for GATS.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, again, it'll be 7 a.m. to noon, and then again 5 to 11. That'll all, and Saturday it'll be 7 to noon. So drivers, you know, receive a free souvenir towel and soap, and if you're a platinum member, it's free. Standard Ultra One member, you'll pay $3, and if you're a non-member, it'll be $8. But you can sign up for our card, and you'll get your shower for $5. So it may seem like a small thing, but you know, listening to that professional driver clued us in on how we could add a little value while we're all
sure
here together,
and
you know, drivers appreciate that.
Sure, absolutely. What else is going on at the booth? Do I smell cinnamon rolls? Is it just me? Am I wishing I had cinnamon rolls?
Well, and if you smell cinnamon rolls, I smell some really delicious food and probably calories for me.
But, yeah.
But yeah, we have been doing this for a while, ever since we acquired the Johnson's Corner location in Colorado. Mm. Those cinnamon rolls are world famous, and we get orders, you know, you can order them online, and we get orders from all over the world. So we bring them to the show, and they're mini samples, and they're delicious. In addition, we have World Blends coffee samples, so you can wash that cinnamon roll down with some nice coffee. The other thing we have going on is Verizon products. This is always popular. There's always a line. But, you know, we're in the digital age, and cell phones come and go, and technology comes and goes, and people need to upgrade. And so Verizon's on hand to take care of those needs. And
that's great.
And at these shows, we get a long line.
Yeah.
And then, of course, old friend and very popular gentleman, Homer Hogg. He will be at the booth Friday 11 to 11:30, and then again 2 to 2:30, and then on Saturday 10:30 to 11 a.m. And, you know, drivers love to talk maintenance with Homer.
Sure.
And,
yes.
Trucks are important.
Yep.
And the maintenance of those trucks is important.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And he does such a great job at keeping up and has such a great relationship with those drivers.
Well, you know, he learned from his father, who was a truck driver, and also a farmer. He was raised on a farm, so mechanical things were just a part of life on that farm.
Right.
And he's just built a career being very, very good at what he does.
Yeah.
And the gift that Homer has that few of us have is the ability to talk to any kind of audience and make them feel like you're his best friend.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Those kind of folks are just special.
It's great. It's great. Also, some chances to win at the booth.
Oh, yeah. If you come by our booth and swipe, there's a drawing each day for a $500 gift card, two $250 gift cards, or 10 $100 gift cards, or MasterCard incentive cards that you can use for ongoing truck maintenance. So, and we know that truck maintenance is not cheap, and trucks are big, big vehicles with big, big parts. And so hopefully that'll help you. You can win good-to-go fruit and veggie cups, which is part of our Stay Fit commitment to drivers. And something new, we have 4-pack of tickets to any Cedar Fair park. So this is something that a driver can gift the family. So, you know, Cedar Fair runs probably a dozen or more parks around the United States. And if you live nearby one, you know, the family can have a pass to get in the park and ride the rides and have a fun day.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, so, and then finally, there's the Verizon. We'll be giving away a Samsung Galaxy 10.1-inch tablet each and every day. So, again, technology drives how we work and play these days. And
yeah, yeah.
So we hope that that's something drivers will think is good.
I know firsthand that you folks there at TA Petro and you yourself put so much into the St. Christopher Fund, and something that you folks have done over the years is band together. Tell us about that and give us an update on this year's band together.
Well, we're very close to wrapping up, but we are going to extend the promotion up until September 9th. We're close to hitting our goal, but we always love to hit the goal because we have a little bit of a stretch in there so that we make sure that the contribution is significant. And again, you know, we have to thank the drivers out there because they recognize the promotion, the fundraiser. They understand what the charity is all about. And, you know, Eric, you're a member of the board, and you know that we get 40 to 50 applications each month, and
right.
These are needy drivers who need assistance. And the average assistance is in the neighborhood of $1,000 to $1,200. And so having a fundraiser like this that brings in new contributions just helps us help more drivers.
Yeah.
And, you know, earlier in the day, we also had two other press events here. And I'm proud to say, as the member of a board of the St. Christopher Fund, that the National Association of Independent Truck Drivers donated $100,000 to the charity.
Wow.
Earlier today.
Wow.
And then TA and Blue Tiger, and they of course sell the headset for the phones.
Mm-hmm.
They've been having a promotion all year long where a portion of the cost of that of the Blue Tiger kit itself goes to St. Christopher Fund. And today they presented us with a ceremonial check of $105,000.
Wow.
They had originally said they'd probably have $80,000, and they've surpassed that. So anytime those kinds of significant contributions come into play, all I know is there's a lot of drivers we're going to be able to help.
And this is what it comes down to, is that, and for any driver who may be new and doesn't know about St. Christopher Fund, this is why Band Together is so important. Promotions like what Blue Tiger did is so important. Anytime you see that chance to help another driver, know that that money is going to help these drivers in need.
Yeah, and again, the other thing that's worthy to note is that this, while a driver is ill or incapacitated, recovering from injury, whatever it may be, they obviously don't drive. And when
right.
the wheels don't turn, they're not generating any income.
Yeah.
And even these days with health care being more mandated than in years past, there's still a void and there's still a need. And as you know, again, being a board member, you know that the rate that we're seeing of applications is growing.
Yes.
The drivers are getting older. And like all of us who are getting older, you have normal aches and pains, but drivers have always been susceptible to a sedentary lifestyle behind the wheel. A lot of ailments are a result of being behind that wheel.
Right.
And so we see a need growing, and it's just so great to know that organizations have recognized the charity, recognized the good works it does, and are now taking part and chipping in and being a part of the solution. So
yeah.
So thank you for being a member of the board.
Well, I'm so proud to serve because this I can't think of a greater cause for the trucking industry, because I know we probably all have a family member who had a medical situation. It got them behind on their bills. If they're not working, they're not earning. Drivers are – that's part of it. If your truck's not rolling, it's likely you don't have the insurance, you know, to keep everything going and to pay the bills. You might be able to – maybe you can cover some of your medical bills, but the lights have to stay on at home.
Mm-hmm.
The food needs to come to the table, and that's what the St. Christopher Fund is all about, is helping them when they have that medical situation to fall behind. And that's what I love about it, is that it is going – directly to those drivers to help them. And the more that drivers help, whether it's Band Together or any other type of promotion or just giving directly to St. Christopher Fund, then the more drivers we can help. And you never know. We hope it's not you one day, but it might be. And we just, you know, just thank everybody for being involved, including T.A. Petro. The Band Together is so easy, so simple. The traffic is there. We know drivers love TA and Petro, and they can go in and participate on a very simple level. So do it.
Yeah, and again, drivers take care of their own,
yeah.
And they're very generous people. And so I want to make sure that I say to all your listeners that thank you to the professional truck drivers. You help make this a huge success. You help one another, and it's that old band of brothers,
yeah,
and sisters,
right,
who help one another get through tough times. And
yeah.
I couldn't be more proud to be associated with something like that.
Yeah, it's great. And that's where the band together, and you're buying a band, but it has that double meaning of banding together, bringing the trucking industry together, truckers helping other truckers. And I can't think of a greater cause for this industry. Let's talk about National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. That's coming up in September?
Yes, it is. Well, National Truck Driver Appreciation Week is officially the week of September 11th through the 17th. However, what we like to do, and we've been doing it for a few years now, is celebrating all month long. And it's a little bit symbolic, because what we like to say and what we like to try to impart on our employees is that every day ought to be an appreciation of your customers. And it's just that the industry sort of celebrates it at a particular point in time. So we try to make it a big deal in the month of September. Every location is thinking of their own way to celebrate, and it can be any time during the month of September. And so you might see things like goodie bags and baked goods and prize giveaways. Some might schedule some concerts. I know some of them are going to have competitive games, things like the beanbag toss and horseshoes and basketball, just to bring drivers out of their truck, have the opportunity to say thank you, but more importantly, have some fun.
Sure.
Because it's a tough job,
yeah.
And that's what this whole week that is official is all about. It's so that we can tell the outside world, thank a professional truck driver for the contribution they make to your everyday lifestyle.
Yep.
Because, as you know, you've been in this business for a long time. 70% of the tonnage is delivered by truck, and it's delivered to 80% of the towns, cities, and villages across,
yep,
this country. So,
yep,
without trucks, we don't live.
That's right.
And so it's a way to say thanks. And part of the thing that we're going to do, if you're an Ultra One member, is we're going to have an appreciation sweepstakes. And so we're going to give away 365 individual prizes of 36,500 points. And, you know, those 365 numbers are symbolic as well, so that we can, again, we hope that drivers feel like they're appreciated all year long. But,
yes.
But again, we'll have something special. All the Ultra One members have to do is swipe at the fuel island, the restaurants, truck service centers, reserve parking, wherever they have the opportunity to buy service or a product and they can swipe, they're automatically entered. So we're pretty excited about that, and hopefully we'll make more than a few truck drivers happy.
Tom, it's always great catching up with you at shows like this. And again, on behalf of drivers, I know they appreciate it when companies that are out there, part of the industry, actually listen to them and respond to them. And I know you folks have done that. And then far beyond that, you responded by giving back to St. Christopher Fund and being a champion for great causes. It's always appreciated, I know, and it's always great talking to you.
Well, thank you. Love being here, and look forward to the next time.
Great. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty.